Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be Lili Nishmas, Chaim Gavriel, Ben Rav Aaron Chanina Cohen, and the Refuas, Eliana Naomi Basayelet Yocheved, and Rav Tzvi Moshe Ben Eitan Avraham Alevi, and Rav Moshe Tzvi Ben Frida Simcha, and Sima Rezel Bas Sheva. They should all have Refuas Shlema, V'Zach Shar Choli Yisrael. We're going to be learning the inyan of Gidrei HaAlacha BeHazana Shloi De'Achila. What's the din of a person eats, not in the way people normally, Rachmana Lislan, a person's in the hospital, and he's eating with an IV tube, or other types of ways that we see people in hospitals, Rachmana Litzlan, who are nourished. So, is that considered Achila, L'Gabei Ma'achal HaSasuras, Yom Kippur, Shar Dinei Torah? We're basing ourselves on a shir given by a Gomer Basher Weiss Shlita on the year Tovshin Samach Tes and Parshas Vayishlach. So, this Shaila obviously starts as most Shailas do in the Gemara. The Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, has a Machalok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If you need the Hanas Grono b'machalas asuras or b'hanas meyav, is the Iker Isser Hana of the mouth or the Hana of the stomach? And the Nafgamina is if a person ate a half a Zayas and vomited it up and ate the other half. If it's Hanas Grono, like Rabbi Yochanan holds, so then he had a his Garon got a whole Kazayas. But if it's Hanas meyav, in the end, his Mayim never got a whole Kazayas. Because by the time the second one came in, the first half was out, so there's never a whole Kazayas in the Mayim. And another nafkamina is the food that's in the gums. If it's mitzdarif to the shear of gezayis, it's according to Rabbi Yochanan that you're chayav anos grono, so it's in the mouth, so that's already what's in the chanichaim is mitzdarif, there's hanos grono. And according to Reish Lakish, you need hanos me'ayim, so you're not going to be chayav on what's bein hachanichaim. The Achiezer and Chelek Gimel Sam Chalef is mechadish that even according to Rabbi Yochanan that you need hanos garon, nevertheless you need hanos me'ayim as well. That according to Rabbi Yochanan that you need Hanas Grono, even though you don't need Hanas Meyav, according to Reish Lakish that you need Hanas Meyav, you also need Hanas Grono. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you only need Hanas Grono, you don't need Hanas Meyav. But according to Reish Lakish, who says that you need Hanas Meyav, Hanas Meyav is in addition to Hanas Grono. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only Hanas Grono, and according to Reish Lakish, says the Achiezer, it's Hanas Meyav in addition to Hanas Grono. And therefore, if food is put into the body in an unnatural way, so like with an IV, so the kule alma, even though there's hanos me'ayim, it's going into his stomach, there's no hanos grono. And since there's no hanos grono, Rabbi Yochanan would certainly hold that he's pater, but even according to Reish Lakish, he's pater. Because according to Reish Lakish, you need hanos me'ayim and hanos grono. Now, even the chasim so forth, mechadish, and rochaim, simon kuf chav zayin, that on your kippur, Rabbi Yochanan is modeh, because it's telling you suve daite, and that's going to be in the me'ayim. Nevertheless, you also need hanas grono, just like according to Reish Lakish that in machalas asuras you need hanas me'ayim. You also need hanas grono. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says the Chasam Sofer says that in Yom Kippur you need hanas me'ayim. That means hanas me'ayim in addition to hanas grono. And if the food is put in the system, not through the mouth, then he's going to be patur. The Achiezer is mochich this from Rabbi Yochanan and Pesachim of Gimel Amid Beis that if a person eats machalas asuras shelo kederach achila. That the Gemara there gives an example of raw fats, raw chaylev. So he's going to be pater for this achila asura. Why? Because it's not derech achila. Now Reish Lakish there doesn't argue with Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Ah, the food got who cares what it was when it came into his mouth? When it got into his stomach, it was kedarko. He has hanas me'ayim. He doesn't have hanas grono. It doesn't taste so good, but he has hanas me'ayim. So according to Reish Lakish, should be chayiv. We don't find Reish Lakish arguing. The answer is that according to Reish Lakish, you need hanas me'ayim in addition to hanas grono. And since when he eats it, machalas asuras in this unnatural way, he's ma'ar of dover mari, mixed in something bitter. So he does it kishalok adar chachila. He's going to be pater because lekule alma you need hanas grono. The only question is you also need hanas me'ayim. And similar to the Achiezer writes the Menchas Chinuch and in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, and he says all achila you need hanas grono. From the fact that you see that karcho besiv, you're not yotze. If you wrap up the matzah and you eat it, you're not going to be yotze. Why not? Because you need hanas garon as well. It's not enough to have just hanas me'ayim. You need hanas garon as well, the kulei alma. And he also proves it from the fact that you're only chai if you eat kazayis kedechiles pras. So, if it was only hanas me'ayim, so it should be talu in shir ikol. Not in how fast you eat it, but the fact that it's talui and kedokotokhidechilas pras, you can look there in the Menchas Chinuch, it seems that they'd get the Isser is Hanas Garin as well. However, Rav Moshe Weiss says that these two great poskim really mixed up two unrelated topics. Because it's very clear that in order to be chayv machalos asuras, you have to fulfill three conditions. Number one, there has to be a mais achila. Number two, there has to be a hanas achila. Number three, there has to be derech achila. And if you're missing any one of these prerequisites, then you're not going to be chayv. What's meant this? Mais achila is that you swallow food via your mouth, into your throat, down into your stomach. That's mais achila. We say, what's this? You know what somebody's eating. Imagine your mind somebody's eating. That's a mais achila. Hanas achila, Rambam writes in Mitzvot Lo Tasei Kuf Pei Zayin that the Isser and Hanas Macholas Asuras is the Hanas achila, not the Mais achila. The Yisod HaIsser is the Hanas achila, and it could be in B as well that the Yisod HaIsser is not the Mais B, it's the Isser, it's the Hanas B, which is a topic for another time. Now, when defining this Hanas achila that you're going to be chayav for, there there's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Hanas Gron or Hanas Meav, and it seemed pashut that the Achiezer is not correct, that just like according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hanas Grono suffices, according to Reish Lakish, Hanas Me'ayim suffices. Mechitei said to be Mechalik and say that according to Reish Lakish you need both, and according to Rabbi Yochanan only need one. The Gemara says Reish Lakish holds Hanas Grono Me'ayim, and Rabbi Yochanan holds Hanas Grono. But to say that Rabbi Yochanan needs, Reish Lakish needs both Hanas Grono and Hanas Me'ayim, it's going a little too far. Rabbi Yochanan requires Hanas Grono, Reish Lakish requires Hanas Me'ayim. And that's machlokas. But everybody holds they need a maisa achila. The food doesn't go into one's mouth and he doesn't swallow it, and it goes in through an IV, there's no maisa achila, and therefore he's pater on Yom Kippur. But it has nothing to do with the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are talking about hanas achila, and food going in the unnatural way. That's a chisaron of the maisa achila. And number three, you also need derech achila. Derech achila is enjoying the food the way people normally eat tasty food, like the Rambam says in Perakei Miyisodei Torah Lachas. People eat tasty food, so make sure the food's tasty. If the food's not tasty, then a person's not chayv. Now, sometimes a person's going to be chayv even shaloka derech achila. If it doesn't say in the Torah achila, he's chayv even shaloka derech achila. But you still need hanas achila, even though it's not derech achila. You still need hanas achila. You see that from the Rambam, because the Rambam, when he says that you need hanas achila, he says it in Kuf Pei Zayin, where he's talking about the lav of Basar B'chalav, and it's Mefurish in Psachim, that Basar B'chalav, you're chayv even Shaloka Derech Achila. So if you're chayv, filu Shaloka Derech Achila, so why does the Rambam require Hanas Achila? And the answer is, because there are two different categories, Hanas Achila L'chud and Derech Achila L'chud. So by areas where it doesn't say Achila, by Basar B'chalav, it doesn't say Achila in Torah, it says Losa Mashuk Di B'chalav Yimot three times, that's where he learned the Yisurim. The Yisur of Achila, Yisur of Bishul. So the concept of derech achila, so if it's derech achila, not derech achila, you're going to be chayef, because it doesn't say lashon achila, but there still has to be hanas achila. What's the difference? That hanas derech achila is that your palate enjoys the taste of the food. That's derech achila. So if you eat basar b'chalav shloka derech hashom, person's still going to be chayef. Even if he says basar b'chalav, shalom, he mixes in something bitter, he's still going to be chayiv. Even though it's not derech achila. He's not getting hanas hatam b'chayiv, but it's still considered derech achila. Hanas achila is hargoshas hasviya. This feeling of being satisfied, that's the ikar toelas in mahus ha'achila. And on that does machlok between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Is it totally in the satisfaction of the throat, of the mouth, or the sviyas me'ayim? Because the primary, we know that you want to feel satisfied in your stomach, but also in your mouth, in your throat, you also want to feel like you had some food. That the doctors will tell you that the process of the digestion of the food already starts in the mouth. So that's already considered part of the whole business. So it ends up in the stomach, but it starts in your mouth. So according to Reish Lakish, Tanas Me'ayim. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Hanas Garon. But that's the Hanas Achila, that's the Hargosha Sviya. And we already find this Indian of Hargosha Sviya Sagaron in Sukkah Memtes. Shema Minaki Sav in Ishchaimer Migroni Sav. When a person is satiated from wine, it's in his throat. Rashi says, Zishtia, the Iker Sviya is Begaron. Mashayin Ken Achila, the Iker is Bemeyayim. However, it would seem that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're chayv even on Sviya's garden. The Iker Achila is Bemeyayim, the Iker of Sviya is Bemeyayim, but there's still, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're still going to be chayv on Sviya's garden. So, Lefizeh, We can be docha the din of the minchas chinuch and the achiezer. That the din shelo kederech achila, if a person mixed in something bitter, he wrapped it up, said it has nothing to do with machlokas yom yochan or reshlokish. They're talking about hanas achila. Hanas achila is feeling of satisfaction from the food. And that has nothing to do with derech achila. Derech achila is the taste of the food. Or karcho besiv, if he wraps it up. So there's the machlokas rishonim and achronim. Is it considered shalok derech achila when he's karcho besiv, like the Ran and the Psachim Kuftes Vav and Beis? Or is it that there's not even a maisa achila like the Rashbam there? So that's the meaning of derech achila. Derech achila is if there's no pleasure from the taste. That's derech achila. Hanas achila is the feeling of satisfaction, the hanas hasviya. And that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It has nothing to do with karcho besiv or eating something davar mar. That's not considered hanas achila. That's derech achila. We can also be docha what it says in the Shalos Tshuvos Emek She'ela from the Horn Stipel Agon in Siman Yud Zayin in Aruch Chaim. Somebody who's being nourished by this pipe and that goes through his throat, Rachmanu Litzlan. It's Pater al Valoser on Yom Kippur and Ma'acholos Asuras. It says in Issa de Rabbanan, like every other Shalok Derech Achila, that has an Issa de Rabbanan. But what we, but that's what he says. But based on what we're saying, it has nothing to do with Shalok Derech Achila. Shalok Derech Achila is the pleasure of the taste. Here, there's not even a Maisa Achila. Not even Nisa Darabona. It's not a Maisa Achila if it's going through some sort of pipe. The Maharsham, Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Chof Dalet, they made a chatach, they cut into someone's throat, and they put the food through there. Ay, Chamana Litzlan. So, he writes, it's Shaloka Derech Achila, Pater Avaloser. And if it's a suffix Sakona, so give him Pachas Pachas Mekishir. But according to what we're saying, it's not even a Maisa Achila. It's nothing to do with Shaloka Derech Achila, Tasa Derabbanan. It's not even a Maisa Achila. Yigalei Tal, Melechas Tochein, Sif Samach Bey, Sif Katan Dalet, is Mochiach. But in Yom Kippur, you only chayev an Anas Me'ayim. You don't need an Anas Garon. Why? Because you're not chayev if you eat a little bit before. That he writes that on Yom Kippur, you're not chayiv, excuse me, on hanas me'ayim alone. You also need hanas agaron. What's his rise? Rise, if you eat a little bit before Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur comes in, you're not chayiv. You're digesting the food, there's hanas me'ayim in Yom Kippur, so it must be also need hanas agaron. But this is very tamu also. There was no maisa achila on Yom Kippur, so what's b'chlal the shayla? It has to be a maisa achila. There was no maisa achila on Yom Kippur. So the proof from here, from a person who ate a little bit before Yom Kippur, that you need Hanas Garon because he's not Chayef because he had Hanas Me'am in Yom Kippur. It doesn't matter that he had Hanas Me'am in Yom Kippur, but there was no Maisa Achila. The Yigalei Tal is also Mochich, the Legabe Birchas Hanenin. It's totally only on Anos Me'ayim. Why? Because it says that if you taste it, you don't have to make a bracha since you're not swallowing it. But that also seems to be a mistake because it's if you're not swallowing it, so then there's no Maisa Achila B'chlal. And since there's no Maisa Achila, then of course you're not chayav to make a bracha. But it could be that Birchas Hananin is totally b'hanas grono. But this hanas grono, it has to be also swallowed. Otherwise, it's not considered anything. It's not considered a maisa achila. We can also explain the Prima Gadim, Yerodeh Simitzani Ches. He asks that since we see that Bein HaChani Chayim, what's in one's gums is Mitzdareif, so you see there's Hanas HaGaron without Blia, without swallowing. So you see that there's going to be an Isser Min HaTorah, even without Blia. So we can say the same thing about Achilas Mitzvah, just if it's in the mouth, even without Blia. Shut Ksav Sofer, he writes, Taka, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's an Isser Achil even without Belia. Since there's Hanaz Garon. But according to what we're saying, it's Pashat, that Lelo Belia, there's no Isser, and there's no Mitzvah Min HaTorah. There's no Mitzvah and Mitzvah foods if there's no Belia, and if there's no swallowing. And there's also no Isser, because there's no Maisa Achila. There has to be a Maisa Achila. So again, the Hanas Hagaron, where Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Hanas Grono, is the Hargasha Svi of the Garon. But that has to come together with the Maisa Achila. And a Maisa Achila is Bliya, and without swallowing, there's no Achila at all. Since the Yisod V'sharash Yisur Ma'achalas Asuris is not the Maisa, but it's the Hanas Achila, like we saw in the Rambam, that he defines the Yisur as Hanas Achila. So it's Mistabra that the Shir Kazayis is going to be established not Lefi the Maisa, rather Lefi Hana. So since there's Hanas Garon, even with what's Bein HaChani Chayim, even what's in the gums, so he's going to be chayev. He's going to be chayev. The what's in the gums is going to be mitzdarev to what he actually swallowed. So he's going to be chayev and achilas kezayis, and you're not going to subtract what's bein achani chayim, because we're going to kovei the shir according to the shorish hadin. So again, the shorish hadin is the hana. But it's pashut to together with the hana, you also need a ma'isa achila. So as long as you have a ma'isa achila, it doesn't have to be the whole kezayis, but there has to be a ma'isa achila. And together with that ma'isa achila, if there's a little bit left in the gum, so then there's also hana's grown, there's also hana of the mouth. So since there's a complete hargasha svi of the mouth, together with the ma'isa achila, that is going to be mechay of a person. And memela lefizeh would come out that Rachmana Litzlan, if a person has to eat derech any IV or anything like that, anything going into his throat, so it doesn't have a din of achil at all, not linin Yom Kippur, not linin machalas asuras, not linin achilas mitzvah, not linin birchas hanenin, it's mamish nothing, there's no ma'is achila there. The only thing is, it might cause timtum alev, because timtum alev, the bottom line is the food's going into his system, so it might still be metamim. Therefore, but Rav Asher adds that right, we know that if a person eats unkosher food, it's metamtein the lev. So it could be that that's not talu in a ma'isa achila. That we don't know. These are all mystical things that we're not sure of. Now, if a person needs to be eat through nourished through some sort of infusia, through some sort of IV, so it's better that he beforehand try to eat or drink something if he's able to, and make a birchas hananim, and be motzi what he's going to have afterwards. And even though it could be people in certain medical situations, that's not even considered. Such hanas me'ayim, could be that their stomach is in such bad shape. But he says that's enough. A little bit of Hanas Me'ayin is enough. A little bit of Hanas Garon is enough. And that's enough to make a baracha. kolpanim, there's obviously a lot more Torah to say on this very, very deep topic, but in the meantime, we will conclude the shiur here. And if you zocher mitzvah Hashem to have brius esana, lilmod do the lamed lishma v'las l'kaimus kol divrei samu torusu bi'ahava u'mayim kain yirutzen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.